All right, guys, welcome back to this series, Evolution of an HVAC Business. And what I want to talk about here is creating a customer relationship from a level of options rather than trying to make the big sale, right? Like a lot of companies do. So let me explain this a little bit further. This podcast is sponsored by Jobber. It is the CRM tool that I am using to run McCready HVAC and refrigeration services. Everything that I need currently is within the app, the invoice, to collect payment, to write a report, to send out a quote. Everything is within the platform. And if I have to go back and search some information, how much money I'm owed, how much quotes I got out there, I go back in and it's all easily found. And there's no paper laying all over the place trying to find this. It's very well organized, guys. So there's a 2-week free trial and some savings, and I'll leave a link for you in the podcast summary. So in order for me to get across what I mean in this podcast about not always trying to make the big sale, I need to tell it through my experience running my business. Last summer was the first summer in business, and I responded to a lot of calls where the unit was old, it was on its last legs, the customer was worried about money at the time, and they had just received pricing from other companies to replace it. Nobody had really dug in and give them an option to fix. And nobody had really pushed that to give them a chance to fix it, right? And this is where I get a little, it's bittersweet, because why aren't people doing this? The sweet part is I get to come in and create a client for myself, right? Here's how you do it. Say, listen, let me spend an hour. I have an hourly rate. This is what it is. Let me spend an hour trying to see if I can come up with a scenario where we can get this thing back up and running. And if it's, you know, below $500, $600 or something like that, we might be able to get this thing up and running for the rest of the year and save you a little bit of dough, give you some time to save for a new unit, time to prepare, all that kind of stuff, right? So I would go through these things and I would find things like faulty contactors and capacitors and just simple things where the other companies weren't providing this service, just quoting on new equipment. So I would get them up and running. I'd say, listen, it's not running the greatest, but it's running. It's going to cool the house. It's going to give you what you need. Sometimes these people are having functions. There's elderly people or babies in the house or pregnant ladies. You know what I mean? They want cooling and they want it yesterday. And sometimes they don't have the money to flip out for a brand new system right then and there. So by going and digging a little deeper and finding problems that you can fix for relatively cheaper, an economical kind of way to get out of the jam they're in, you're creating trust and rapport and a level of expertise that your competitors are not showing. So I flipped that into this year with phone calls lined up of people that, hey, remember me last year? You fixed my unit. Now I want to replace it. Are you available? And, you know, sometimes I got to go back and forth on the price, but not very much. And most of the time they're just saying, yep, do it. Do it for that price. Because they know that I'm going to do good work and I'm not going to cut corners. And they trust me now because I gave them an out a year ago. Now, I posted about this online, actually. I put in a meme form, and I like to start discussions with memes because they're attractive to the eye. You pose a statement or a question, and it gets people talking, about the trade. And you get a lot of feedback. Some people are like, yep, this is what I do. And some people are saying, I've tried to help people out, then they forget about me. That one stands out to me. Why are they forgetting about you? Think about this for a minute. Why are they forgetting about you? And why are they forgetting to call you the next year? I mean, sometimes you want people to forget about you. Like, really, you do. You want some customers to forget you even existed. And I get that part of the trade. But if you see value in a customer, if you see potential there to create a client for long term, don't let them forget about you. Make sure you look them in the eyes, shake their hand, give them a business card, get their contact info. That's why a tool like Jobber is great, because you put all of their information in a profile, in a customer profile. You have their name, their address, their email, their phone number. At any given moment, you can grab that information, send them a polite text or a polite email, and say, hey, summer's approaching, spring's approaching. I remember I fixed your unit last year. I want to check in and make sure that you're good. Do you want me to quote on a new unit? You can do this and be preemptive and get answers ahead of time and be the first in line for them and top of mind for them when it comes to replacing that system out. Now, I'm speaking in residential terms, but this also works in commercial. Usually in commercial, you have a contract with a certain company and you're the main person anyway. But a lot of these property managers, I'm telling you, they go out and they tender out larger repairs or larger installs that cost a little bit more money. But when you're top of mind and you can provide and you can let these people know, hey, I'm your guy because of this, this, and this, because I know how to get you out of a jam when you're in a jam, who else do you want to work with? Do you want to work with somebody that gives you one option or several options? So short and sweet, guys. Just, you know, I just recorded a podcast with Tony First, who I love talking to, about soft skills. And this is one of the things we talked about, was creating customer rapport and customer relationships. If you don't create a relationship, if you don't let them know that you're at the top of your game, your top level in quality, in quality work and a quality person, right? You're probably not going to create that relationship. You need to assert yourself, right? You need to look into the eyes of that person and assure them that you're the one to take care of them, right? And then when you assure them and they trust you, sometimes money is no object to a certain extent, right? You can't go out and charging 30% more, 40% more for the same install that somebody else might do, right? But you might be able to charge a little bit more because they know that if something goes wrong, they're going to have your backup. You're going to have their back. And they're not going to be tail light warranty, you know, fly by night, and you never hear from them again. This is part of the industry that gives us a bad name, is people, they come in, they don't read manuals, they're not very experienced, and they think they know how to slap in even a residential system, and they mess some things up, they don't do it right, and then they're never to be seen again when there's problems down the road. So if you want to build a company that doesn't operate that way, you want to build a company that basically is going to sustain your life, sustain everything you need to do in life, put food on your table, clothes on your back, on your family's back, right? And create profit, enough profit that you can enjoy life, go on vacations, not worry about money, all right? And you got to start doing that from the first time you meet the customer. And listen, don't always be trying to make the big sale if the big sale is not there. Get an indication from that person what their life is like, what their situation's like, and offer them up an economical approach to possibly getting out of the situation they're in. Maybe that approach won't work. Maybe you'll find out the compressor, I was at one the other day, the compressor's shorted. There's nothing I can do. It's popping the breaker. I said, sorry, ma'am, your compressor's shorted. This unit's 30 years old. There's no point in replacing the compressor. That's the honest feedback and honest opinion I can give to the lady, because I'm not going to change a compressor on a 30-year-old unit, and who knows what else is going to happen with it? Who knows if the evap's leaking? You know what I mean? In those terms, it does not make sense. But if it turns out to be something super simple and somebody else missed it and you caught it, you got a customer for life. Give them the option to look into it a little bit further. If you can't figure it out within the hour, I mean, then it is what it is. But you should be able to, within an hour on a residential system, or even on a commercial system if it's a light commercial, try to figure some stuff out. When it gets to high-end, big commercial stuff, it's not like you're going to replace a 100-ton rooftop the next day anyway, right? So you need to come up with ways to get around and creative ways to repair things. That's just a given, right? But when we're talking on the residential level, as you're starting a business, you want to probably do some residential stuff, my opinion, because you're flipping you're getting that fast buck. You're getting in and out and you're making some money, and it's money that's in your pocket right away. So try to build that clientele up. If you want to do it in the residential, if you want to do it in the residential sector of the trade, I do, because I'm trying to generate a life where I live and work 5 minutes from each other. And I've been doing that lately with marketing in my area and going out and servicing customers that need serviced and not always trying to shove a new system down their throat. So just keep this in mind, guys. Happy HVACing.